SABC News, independent and impartial.
No load shedding leading up to Christmas Day, and Turkey speaks on the Syrian refugee crisis.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good evening. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanos. Eskom has promised no load shedding in the build-up to Christmas Day. The power utility says despite a constrained and vulnerable system, scheduled power cuts are so far not on the cards. It says there is a drop in demand during the holiday period and some generating units have returned to service. It's confirmed emergency diesel to supplement capacity haven't been used since Sunday. Eskom has in the past few weeks struggled to keep the lights on following heavy rains in certain parts of the country. The utility has also blamed sabotage with continuous power cuts. It says the possibility of load shedding remains. Over 600,000 vehicles were stopped by traffic police in 537 roadblocks countrywide since the beginning of the festive season. Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula addressed the media at Beitbridge border in Limpopo. Mbalula says driver behavior has improved.
Since the beginning of the festive season campaign, a total of 629,661 vehicles were stopped in 539 roadblocks staged nationwide. This resulted in 231,937 traffic fines being issued to motorists for various transgressions of the law.
Cape Town's Metro Police have arrested 2 men at Lansdowne in the southern suburbs for being in possession of stolen furniture and appliances valued at 72,000 rand. Metro Police spokesperson Ruth Solomons says officers received a tip-off and searched the house. Solomon says officers arrested a suspect at the same property yesterday for being in possession of drugs.
The two suspects confessed to breaking into a house in Strandfontein and stealing the items as well as a television and a fridge which they had subsequently sold. Both were charged with possession of stolen goods and detained at Lansdowne Police Station. The fine came just a day after Metro Police officers arrested a 58-year-old suspect at the same house for possession of 72 straws of heroin, 17 Mandrax tablets, a packet of Tic, and 210 rand in cash.
A report released by SARS and National Treasury shows that the 2018 technical recession led to a slow growth in revenue collections, which culminated in a downward revision of revenue targets. The 12th annual edition of the tax statistics has highlighted that tax revenue collected amounted to 1,287 billion rand, growing year on year by 71 billion rand. This is mainly supported by personal income tax, which grew by about 30 billion rand. Amina Akram reports.
The report shows growth in tax revenue has been higher than economic growth. It